In my presentation, I will talk about adding of CGET configure functionality to OO classes and OO widgets, and about the usage of these widgets in our simulator instructor station. I will give a short overview of the history of this project, and then I will talk about the implementation, about the TCL and C side of the implementation and the creation of new widgets. And then I will give you a demonstration of the use of the widgets in our simulator. History. It all started with tip 510. This tip was about adding RPC and TCAR pass widgets to the core. And tip 556 about adding of OO widgets also in the core. Both of these tips were rejected, and I pulled the state from the last tip in 2020 in an external package. I called it TKO. The implementation I changed in 2023 from C to most part in TCL. It's contained in one TCL file, tko.tcl. And this year I changed the C implementation to use the widgets, notably the pass and the graph widget, also with TCL TK9. Most of the changes required to do this were with the change from int to TCL size. And in the, for the widgets, it was most of the work was also done with the configure widget method. There were also additional changes in our application code. And the most prominent was to adding encoding, because we are working on the Windows, and the change to UDF was not done in our files, so we had to add the encoding to all the calls for source and open. The open file have to be configured with encoding. Now a short overview about the methods. We have two different contexts. In the class context, we have a number of create procedures. These procedures provide all the methods in the object, and the procedures also create a TKO class variable. In this variable are all the necessary data contained, and the TKO option procedure will then create new options and put the data also in the TKO class variable. In the object context, we call in the normal constructor our own constructor method. This method will read the class variable, and then it will create an object array variable. In this array, we have for each option an entry, and this entry contains the value of the option. It's similar, if some of you remember ITK, there was an ITK option array variable. When we deal with widgets, we have two additional entries. The first one is dot, it contains a current widget name, and the double dot is used when we wrap existing widgets, so it contains the original widget. In the constructor, there is at the end of the constructor the TKO init function method should be called, and this method will call in minus option method. This minus option method exists for each of the options, and it does necessary things. For example, if you have an option background, then it will set the background of the internal widget. Then you have the normal public CGET and configure methods. these methods worked as expected. And the configure method is a little bit, it has another function also. The method will call the internal TKO configure method after an option has changed. I have currently only used this in C coding widgets, because in C widgets you often had a special function which will be called after changing of options. And this is done with the TKO configure method. And in the destructor, the TKO destructor method will then unset our resources, our used resources. We have a number of create procedures. These procedures are just like sugar to our implementation. You can also write it by hand, but I think it's easier to have all the necessary calls in the procedures. You have different procedures for class and for widgets, and you have a create function which will call our TKO mixin, and this mixin contains all the methods I have described on the page before. It will make the TKO object variable available, so you don't have to always write variable TKO in each method. It will provide an empty TKO configure method, and the create variable will also create the class variable. And when we are dealing with widget, it will make the call of the widget command like the call of a normal TK command. Normally, when you create OO classes, you have to create a new object with OO class, with the name of the class and create. And when we deal with widgets, we will have as the first argument the path name. And this is done in the unknown method and normal TKO create and create with namespace and other are removed from the export list. You can also create super widgets, and you can use inheritance. And in this case, we have to add our existing TKO widget as a superclass. To make creation or wrapping of existing widgets easier, I have an additional TKO widget function procedure. This procedure will get as a first parameter the name of the new widget, and the second is the name of the existing widget we will wrap. And you can provide a list of patterns of options to use. It defaults to the asterisk, and you get all. And you can provide an additional list of single options to ignore. Now we are coming to the definition of a new option. The first two points are for retrieving information about existing options. And the third one is of creation of a synonym option. We have the same in TK, like we have a background option, then we also have a synonym option minus BG. And this one will do the same. And the normal option is defined in the fourth entry. You have the normal, you have the name of the option to define. Then the DB name and DB class. These values are used to get the default value of the option from the option database. And when you will use TKO option in OO classes, you can here provide empty names. So it doesn't access option database because it doesn't exist in a TCL-only application. The next parameter is a default value, and the last one is a body of the minus option method. The last point is the same like the point before, but we have an additional start body. This means that the start body is the initial value of the minus option body, And when the option is first called in the TKO init method, then this body will be used, and it will then the body will be used afterwards. So if you, for example, put in a simple arrow read only in the body, then you have a read only options because it can only be set in the constructor, and afterwards it cannot be changed. Here I have some parts of the C coding. Currently, none of these methods are exported. I think it's currently only used in the TKO package, and I don't know if it's used outside. You have to an enum with common option types like color and pixel. So you don't have to write always the option method for these options. Then you have a structure where to define your options, and a structure which contains all the common widget data, including the options. In the widget header, in the widget source file, we have a number of functions. The widget class define will create a new widget class, and the widget create function is used in the constructor of a new widget, and it does nearly the same like the TCL TKO constructor method. And the option init is the same, it even calls the TKO init method. Then we have a widget destroy function, which will be used in the destructor. We have a special function to access the widget data, and two functions to get and set options. Then I have some OO options in the TKO package. We have in the TKO frame file are the frame, label frame, and top level OO versions. The code in the file is nearly the same like in the TK frame. It is even a copy from it, and I added then the OO part. And I have OO versions of the formerly RBC graph and the TCAR pass widget. Now a short example of implementation of a new widget. Here I use some code from the TKO dialog file. At first we create our class, and we have to call the TKO create widget function, that's it. Then we can define additional options. We have a class option, this option is read only. And we have another option here, as an example, the title. And the title will set the title of our top level. In the constructor, we call the constructor method with the argument list we are getting from the call. And with our name of the widget we have to use internally, and as an additional argument, we can provide default values only for this internal widget. And at the end of the constructor, the TKO init function is called. The destructor also has the destructor, and you can add additional methods. So you can improve your implementation, you can add more methods, and it's easier to than currently we have with TK widgets, because in TK you are not able to add some functionality to these widgets. You have always to wrap it, and then you can go on. And this is an inheritance. We have a dialog box. It's inherited from the TKO dialog, so we create a super widget. And we also have additional additional options defined. In the constructor, we don't call the TKO constructor because it's used to initially set up the widget. Here we only have to use the normal OO syntax we use next. And the TKO init, here it will only call the minus message option. The other options are already set in the internal constructor. And you can add additional methods and even call the underlying message with the next. In this page, I have a short information about the performance. These data are also contained in the test suite. When you run the test suite, you get also such an output. I have some normal widgets, like the frame, the top level, and the label frame. And I have our OO versions, and as in comparison, I have also a snit version of these widgets made. We can see that the startup time, the creation time for the web widgets is high, but I think it's because of the TCL implementation of these parts. The other one is TKO pass. You can see it's only 130, and it's in the same range like other widgets. The cget and configure methods are coded in TKO, also in TCL, but they are faster than, for example, the snit version. Destroy time, it's interesting, I found out. The normal TK widgets, like frame, for example, have a very short startup time, very short creation time. And that's it because there is a call to create the underlying X window structure. And this call will not be called in the creating of the widgets, just when the widget is used, so when I grid it also, or when I destroy it. Now I come to the usage in our simulator. At first, a short remark about our building. We are using single file executables. And the building is very simple since 8.7, I think. Yeah, we have the zip kit already existing in the normal core. So the only thing you have to do is you have to build TCL and TK with disabled shared, so you get static executables. And the next step is to do zip your existing file structure at the end of the executable. That's it. Nothing else is to be done. It's very simple, I think. Good. Now we are coming to the demonstration. I have already started our simulator, and now I will run it. Here I have the graph widget in action. The graph widget has two different XY axis. One is left bottom and the other is the top right. So you can have two different time valued curves displayed simultaneously. I use it in comparison of different runs of our base tests, for example. One of these values, the first, the red one, don't have defined any min and max values, so you can see it will adjust the display to the data. So we can also display current values in our table. It's a table list you can see here. Then we have the usage of the pass widget. Here you can see an overview of our control room. It exists in the simulator as an hard panel, as a real room with real original panels. And we have here an implementation as a soft panel. So you can use the simulator also without the hard panels. And we have here, oh no, what is this? The alpha channel in usage. So, and another application is a display of our.
That's TK
Path. That's TK Path. Okay. That's also TK Path. That's a display of our core. Let's have a Drohnenfisch. So it's always animated with current data from the simulation here. We have around 400,000 constants and around 2.5 million variables. It's always it's contained in a database, and we ask the database of the offset of our variable, and then we ask the simulator with this data to get the values back. The same is done here in our panel. We have some special things. It's also TK Path. That's our display of our control rods. Currently, they are out of the core because we have some power. And now, let's do a scram. That. So.
You press the red button?
Yep. So, and you see immediately the power goes down. And here also all the values are changing. We have a different display here. I think we should do the whole panel.
And is the simulation running in real time or is it accelerated?
It's running in real time. We have a cycle time of 250 milliseconds. In 250 milliseconds, the whole plant will calculate it. Some control models are running faster. And with the new computers, we have the possibility to run it with fast mode for five times faster. The only problem is here, when we run with fast mode, we have our process computer, and it is not so fast. You cannot so fast get all the values, and it will stuck then. So we have to be careful. And the usage from the panel is limited, because it always use the data from the inputs and outputs, and it's not coming up with this. But the simulation can run five times faster. Oh, here I have some code, an overview of our code. This is the number of lines we have in our simulator. So that's it, I think. Good. So at the end, some further ideas I have. Currently, the path widget can create a PDF output. So from all the data you have seen, I can create PDF. And currently, it's done with item PDF calls of each of these items you have, also each line and so on. And it will be called from the PDF for Tickle package. And my idea is to remove all these item PDF calls and to just create a PDF method which will spit out the whole PDF and calls internal the PDF for Tickle or create a simplified PDF. Then in the graph widget, I would like to change the old configure widgets to the new TK set option, and also to add a PDF output for the graph widget. And another idea is SDL. Currently, the older version of TK Path included in AndroWish can also run with SDL. And AndroWish is an SDL TK package included. And I would like to see such thing even in the core. Okay, thank you.
Are there any questions? Thorsten?
That's all very interesting stuff. But I remember that RBC and also BLT was not running on the Mac, at least only in X11 environment, but not on the Aqua environment. Would this new system be able to also support the Mac?
I don't have a Mac, but TKO is included in BAVT, and maybe there is a Mac version. I don't know. At least there is some code in the TKR path for the Mac. We have to work on it. But it's not impossible, I say.
Any further questions? Yeah. From the net, please.
Yes. There is one question in the chat. So Shelte Bronn asks whether you are aware of the TK mega widget command and how this relates to TKO.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. And my goal was to have a solution which is working at TCL level and also at C level. And all the mega widgets we currently have don't do it. And I was experimenting how fast it is on the C level. And I think it could be done.
May I ask a question? Don Fellows recently has extended TCL 00 by something like configure and so on. Mm. Is that related?
Same answer like before. You have it only in C in TCL, not in C.
Okay. So what's that?
I don't know if you need it, but I think we should get some CGET configure for widgets right out of the box.
Okay.
Which one will win? I don't care.
Paul?
Thorsten, I just looked it up. I have a no Darwin for TKO.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, so great work by Brünne Zaunseil.